Hello, neighbors! Welcome to Late Bloomers, where we share movie reviews, unpopular opinion, thoughts on pop culture, and snippets of mga ganyan-ganyan. I'm Yin.
I'm Nin.
And we'll see you in our next episode.
Yes. So, can you tell me more about this thing that's been occupying your attention?
So there's this fashion blogger.
Okay.
And I just like went to her website. She doesn't always post like blog posts that have words in it. Mm-hmm. It's usually always photos. But then she posted something and it was unbearable to read.
Why is it unbearable?
She used so many superfluous words. It felt like reading through an academic paper. Only academic papers I could understand more. So let me give you an example. A chance to deviate from the stagnant paradigms of what it means to love and enjoy fashion. Even a chance to escape the homogeneity and ubiquity of the monolithic corporate entity's fast fashion offerings that empty our pockets and load up landfill. That was just like
you
one
lost
sentence.
Me.
So yeah, this is what I was getting lost into.
I feel like the words that she used or something, yeah, I could find in anthropological papers. I don't know if it's a fashion blog or an anthropological treatise on fashion.
Like, this is a thesis on, yeah. That I'm going to post on
my
blog.
I would submit that to my
professor.
Yeah.
And you did say a while ago that, you know, culture beat reporters wouldn't even write something like that.
They write simply. Okay, but I want you to give an example of simplicity, because that was the opposite of simplicity.
I guess with what we've been doing with our wardrobes.
Yes, because we're already talking about fashion anyways.
Yeah, I for one, before I moved to Canada, like back to Canada, because I was in Manila like a week ago. And the thing was, I was always wearing the same things in the office. I would wear striped shirts of different colors, like blue for Monday, yellow for Tuesday, red for Wednesday.
Oh, that's simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I had a lot of clothes still in my closet. And then every week, so if I had new laundry, it would stack up in my closet with all the other clothes, right?
Okay.
So before I left, I just decided I would throw away or like
throw,
not really throw, but I would like set them aside, like things that I would sell and I would donate. I would take them out of my closet so that when I come back to Manila, I would have zero clothes, like zero. So I would have to like really think about my next purchase. Like, this clothing item has to be quality.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to really like be timeless, a timeless piece or something.
Yeah.
And something I would really wear, like my striped clothes of every single day. So yeah, I have 3 bags waiting for me in Manila.
Actually, I have an article about this on my blog, about how I saved time because of my wardrobe fix, which was actually just simplifying it. So out of the 7 days a week, 5 yeah. days I go to work. So that's what I focused on. So if my activity is going to work, what do I wear to work? And now I only have 15 to 20 items that I repeat. And my gosh, you know, I don't understand. Like, when did that start, when it was a sin to repeat clothes? Aren't you supposed to repeat clothes? That's why the laundry is there.
I remember what you were talking about. There's this movement on Instagram about like
repeat offenders, whatever.
Yeah, and then how they're trying to change that. I'm like,
I mean, I'm happy that they're doing that, but at the same time, aren't you supposed to repeat your clothes, like, because they're clothes?
Yeah, the nature of clothes, that you wear them more than once.
Yeah, it's so weird for me.
I know.
Although, okay, secret, high school yearbook description of me, I went to Manila for vacation, because we're from Mindanao. Anyway, so I went to Manila for vacation. And in my description, I never repeated any outfit during my 1 month vacation. But I was young and crazy.
That's funny, because when I went to Japan for like a total of 7 days.
Yeah.
I only had like 4 I think items.
Oh,
and
wow.
then I actually mixed and matched them.
Yeah, I like mixing.
That was so fun for me. That was like the first time I actually tried that kind of capsule wardrobe thing. And yeah. it wasn't something that I really thought about. Like, I'm going to do a capsule wardrobe in Japan. No, it was more like, I don't have check-in baggage. So I really need to keep limited. Things light. Yeah. And then I just chose like jumpers and, you know, blazers to switch things up.
But it was fun. And then it kind of gives your mind space. Don't you think like having less?
Yeah, and it actually makes I feel like I got smarter because of it. You know how logical your approach is to like what new outfit can I get out of this?
Yeah. So you really make decisions and you get rid of the things that just
bogs you down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if I can sell those clothes. But anyway, that's actually quite true to the concept of the Japanese wabi-sabi,
mm-hmm.
which is like
embracing imperfection.
Yes, and allowing things to progress as it is, like deteriorate. It's not a pretty word, but like something like that. Search it! Wabi-sabi.
About clothes, though.
Yeah.
I have this thing against branded stuff, or obviously branded stuff.
Are those tacky bags with all the brands the on them?
I don't. Yeah. I mean,
I'm never gonna get a sponsorship from Michael Kors, right?
Oh, but he bought Versace.
Oh, hi!
Amazing. Oh, bonga. But right. I know I.
I just remember all those, like, there was a year where all those Filipina girls on Instagram had,
bags.
Like, MK bags, and it was obviously all just, like,
but
Michael Kors
I
on
actually
it.
Like some MK bags. My problem is
it had
it's
MK
so obvious.
It.
Yeah, I mean, it had a simple, like, some MK bags have really good, simple designs, mm-hmm. but then on the front, it shows Michael Kors
I
in
know.
Very clear Well, yeah, I don't like that.
I know, me too. I actually like the design.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, like, bring myself... Aside from I couldn't afford one.
Yeah.
I just couldn't bring myself...
Okay, I mean,
I couldn't afford it, guys. I was working, like, minimum wage. But, yeah, I don't like it. And now, you know how I got this bag of mine, right? It looks so classy. And
yeah.
I have another bag that I bought.
Was it from Marikina?
I think it's a local brand, yeah, in Marikina.
Yeah.
And this one I bought, like, an office bag. It was, looks so classy. And it has zero brand on it.
Yes. Because, so here's the thing. I love watching YouTubers. And mm-hmm. then some YouTubers always have these monogram designer bags. So whether
Behind
LV
them.
Or
like
Gucci
gonna...
or Coach. And then I thought, okay. Objectively, ha, if I had money, would I actually get these bags? I thought, no, pangit.
But, yeah, there's those Perla plastic bags na
maybe for street
see-through.
Style.
Yeah, but...
but the, I don't know, sorry.
No, it's just a personal thing for
yeah.
me. Yeah.
Maybe it's nice for other people. Or didn't I tell you, like, I'd only get a monogrammed LV bag if I was, like, 58 and I've raised a son and get him through med school or something.
Yeah, that's like the profile for someone with an LV monogram bag.
Like, yeah, okay, but like, I don't know.
I mean, if I were like super, super rich, I wouldn't mind buying those like bags, I guess. But no, I would still mind. I would want my bags with no monogram.
I just want a really nice
sleek.
Leather or camel colored tote bag.
And so we're going to talk about this, like, this whole thing about brands. Because when I was in Korea, I just saw so many people wearing shoes. Those,
the Gucci shoes.
The Gucci shoes. The Gucci sneakers. Even the Ajumma beside me was wearing those sneakers. And then this guy.
Yeah.
So I think it's this thing, even in the Philippines, people are crazy.
About brands.
Yeah, it's always Coach and MK.
Yeah, and... It's just not, I don't know, for me, I don't really like it. It's not about the brand per se, it's just that it's so visible.
And it's more like a status thing too.
Yeah.
You know, if you have branded things, like people tend to show it off. People tend to be like, I don't know, just, you can see it. I can't explain it. But when you're there and you're in the mall and you're carrying an expensive bag that has a label on it,
mm-hmm.
people will be like,
you'll
those
notice.
Yes, and those people walking, you would know, like, you would know that they're like, yeah, I'm wearing this.
But I have this thing where I'm like, okay, let's say I have a designer bag, but then I commute. So it's like, it's, how do you say, na?
Contradiction?
Oh, contradiction siya na. I'm wearing a designer bag, but like, I don't have a chauffeur or whatever. You know what I mean?
I know, like, I still like, go to work.
But I guess for some people, they, that's their luho.
Right.
Maybe it's okay, their investment, if they like it. But I guess we're talking about this in relation to simplicity because we usually prefer
things that don't have their the brand screaming itself.
Like, we might go for brands. I mean, sometimes I do base. There are reliable brands.
Yeah.
For example, J. Crew for kind of office wear or more preppy look. But, you know, you don't really, you don't, like, show this is J.Crew or whatever.
I mean, I would say J.Crew is not exactly high-end, but it's a more expensive store.
Yes.
As opposed to, like, Forever 21 or H&M. And there was a point in my life that all my clothes were J.Crew.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody knew J.Crew, like, in the Philippines. Like, nobody would say, oh, you're wearing J.Crew and things like that.
Yeah.
But I still felt really confident because my clothes were like
quality
and I kind of spent more on them, so I would feel more confident
in yourself,
in myself. And then I spotted this person wearing a J.Crew top and I looked at him and I'm like, oh my god, he's wearing a J.Crew top. So people are like, whatever, like a people who know that brand would recognize it.
Yeah.
You don't like necessarily have to say this is
Gucci.
Gucci.
Look because, at the green and red.
If you just like, if you're like a shopper of that brand or you're like,
you and you appreciate,
a, you appreciate
brand.
That brand, you would know what clothes they offer, like what collection this is. So you don't need to advertise it blaringly. So I kind of felt that kind
blaringly.
Of confidence. Confidence. But it's not like even J.Crew is high end or anything, but no, I still felt confident.
Yeah. So I feel like simplicity signals confidence.
In
a way.
Yeah. I guess.
No. Unless you like tacky bags, yoga. Sorry.
Some people like
some
tacky
people
bags.
Some people actually like it
for streetwear. And stuff like that. I would wear it as a streetwear.
As streetwear.
But not in my daily life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we did say that, we were talking about how like you're confident when you wear brands or branded stuff
it makes you more confident
because you feel like you have leverage or like you're like mas may kaya.
Where does simplicity come in sa branded when it doesn't have to be obviously
screaming? So actually, okay, I go for it if it makes you feel more confident. But you also have to, check yourself. Nah, what's making me insecure? Like, why do I need to have this nakabanderang LV bag to make people respect me or look at me or like for it to make me feel validated?
Yeah.
So maybe that's your insecurity or your like where you feel insecure.
But I think that's where simplicity helps because it will make you so once you lose the extra stuff, it will make you ask yourself what is important, what actually matters. Even in the more superficial things like our wardrobe.
Yeah.
So, with all your extra clothes, what really matters? What do you do 5 days out of 7 days a week? I work, so I just need these uniforms or uniforms.
My striped uniforms.
Yeah, I just need to wear these comfy tops and jeans or like black slacks for work. And this is what I mostly need during, the year. So you have to ask yourself what matters, even in sa branded, ano di ay, ano kailangan mang kaog?
Thing is, I know this is like going off topic, but like, yeah. I'm pretty, I guess Filipinos like branded stuff, because you know how much we look down on, we're such a classist society.
Okay, yeah.
And we look down on people, so if you have those branded clothes, you think people will respect you more.
So, I guess it's hard to be simple when you're Filipino, kasi, you're gonna be looked down upon. Pero na,
but yeah, upon but there's like a like a
if you're if you don't have those trimmings,
those branded
extra,
shit.
Extra.
Yeah, but there's a kind of simplicity that looks elegant though.
Oh,
so
that makes I think you that's, look rich.
Yeah, that, I think that's one that you have to learn to achieve without looking, like to look simple. Oh, wait, even if you wear simple clothes, it can look elegant.
Yes. I think that's a good point to end our podcast.
I can't.
Let's end on a high note. So thank you for listening if you got up to this point.
No, I still want to hate on that blog. I'm sorry.
Keep it simple.
Sweetie. You're tacky and I hate you. Keep it simple. Bye. This is Snake.
And this is Yen.
Oh my god. We're terrible. Where's the stop button?
Thanks everyone for listening. Catch us on our next episode.
Bye.
Bye.